Sleep, little baby, no more night tears. You don't need to look like a zombie. Discover every step of the proven no-cry solution and feel rested, energized, and ready to take over. Written by Helen Stone, narrated by Donna Johnson.
Introduction. Lack of sleep is one of the things many parents find most unbearable when they come home with a new baby. And for a certain amount of time, it's simply part and parcel of being a new parent. But there are things you can do to make your baby sleep better, and this book will give you all the information you need to enjoy more peaceful nights with your baby or toddler. By the end of it, you should feel ready to make the right choices for your family about sleep training, along with setting up a daily routine, handling naps and illness, and dealing with a crying baby. I have tried here to distill both everything I have learned from raising two babies and everything that the parenting experts know about babies, toddlers, and sleep. Sleep training isn't always easy, and it can lead to a few upset nights. A crying baby is hard for any parent, and if you've picked up this book because you have tried and failed to get your baby to sleep, you have my sympathy. Learning to fall asleep and stay asleep is something that comes more naturally to some babies, but for others, unfortunately, it takes time and effort on the part of often exhausted parents to support their baby to sleep deeply and wake up refreshed and happy. Add in curveballs such as colic and common childhood illnesses, plus parents dealing with more than one baby or single parenthood, and it's no wonder new parents are struggling. If this is you, you're no doubt exhausted and wondering what to do next. Should you try sleep training, controlled crying, or some other technique you haven't read about yet? Are you doing something wrong? Is there something wrong with your baby? What's the secret of those mothers who have such good babies, those who sleep through the night without complaint? Rest assured, it is completely normal to ask all these questions throughout your parenting journey, but please know that sleep problems are also totally normal with babies and toddlers, and over time, things will improve. Babies simply need to adjust to the world they've arrived in, and some find this easier than others. This doesn't make them good or bad babies. It just makes each of them unique. Sleep problems in the early years are simply part of being a parent and don't mean you are doing anything wrong. Sometimes working around the poor sleep and finding ways to cope is your best option. And I will show you how to do that in the chapters to follow, along with safe and gentle sleep training options. If you are due to have your first baby soon and want to get ahead with your parenting skills, this book will also be very useful and make those early days a little easier. The best training is on the job, and as a mother who has raised two babies, I have been through the early, sleep-deprived days of living with a new baby and know what worked for me. It may not be exactly what works for your baby, that is for you to discover. What is easy for one baby may not be easy at all for another, which is why it can be frustrating to receive so many different pieces of advice from well-meaning outsiders who don't know your baby as well as you do. Your instincts about what your baby needs are always worth listening to. Let them guide you as you find your way. And remember, even if people sound like they know so much more than you, everyone who parents is mostly winging it. I don't try to offer my readers a perfect one-size-fits-all solution, which when it comes to parenting doesn't exist anyway. What I offer to you instead is a range of strategies to try, all based on sound research and the latest findings around baby sleep. All are based on both looking after my own babies and doing my own extensive research and reading around baby sleep. As someone who looks back on those sleep-deprived early days with mixed feelings, I always think of things I could have done better. Personally, with my first baby, I let the broken nights go on for far too long. With my second, I was more confident about taking charge, and he was a better sleeper from an early age. Read on to discover all of the different things you can try to get your baby to sleep better. When you try these approaches, you can look forward to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?